95 FM The Hawk from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hi there, it's Kareem Mosna. Welcome to another pop-up show on 101.5 The Hawk. And here we are, we find ourselves in the fall now. And there's something about the chill in the air, the crunching of leaves, that leads me back to the acoustic guitar. Something about the acoustic guitar, just the imagery of it, just connects so well with autumn. So this week on the pop-up show, it's an all-acoustic pop-up on 101.5 The Hawk.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me, and brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Field. though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for a man.
CIOI 101.5, The Hawk.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. All the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
The acoustic pop-up hour, and starting off with a set of some deep thoughts and some challenges posed to our leaders, institutions, and the old guard, with Barry McGuire and The Eve of Destruction. Also heard Simon and Garfunkel with America, and Donovan covering Buffy St. Marie, the Universal Soldier. All released in the 60s, but still timely and relevant today. Kareem Mosna along with you. Okay, how about something just a little easier now to on all the intellect? This is James Taylor, Handyman, on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you.
just another show. You leave them laughing when you go. And if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions. I recall, I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you. And surface crowds, I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day.
It's the Acoustic Pop-Up Hour on 101.5 The Hawk. And that track features one of my all-time favorite lyrics. Something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. Joni Mitchell from the 1969 release Clouds and Both Sides Now. Joni did a series of interviews with Gian Gomeshi when he was host at CBC. And she talks about... She compares her role to that of a film director and an actor. And she says, as a songwriter, she's not only like a film director, but she's also an actor, a method actor. And you can hear that in that piece, Both Sides Now. When she says something's lost, you can hear that hint of melancholy in her voice. But then when she says something's gained... There's a twist. You can hear that sense of optimism in there. National Treasure, Joni Mitchell on 101.5 The Hawk. Now to an artist that we lost at the age of 26. Nick Drake. And he was so ahead of his time. This next piece was also recorded in 1969. And it's just a heavenly, heavenly piece of music, especially when the cello... comes into the track. It's Nick Drake, Cello Song, on our Acoustic Pop-Up Hour. Thank you.
so pale and sincere underneath, you know well, you have nothing to fear, for the dreams that came to you when so young told of a life where spring is sprung. You would seem so frail in the cold.